This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, we got a little bit of money flow coming in the grain markets today, at least kind of recovering after yesterday's rougher day. Now we got the USDA numbers coming out tomorrow for December. Typically, the December report is not a very big report in terms of information. There's no crop estimates or anything of that nature. Just line item adjustments. Markets anticipating maybe just we see a little bit more move up in some of the carryouts just because of some of the demand side of things. They're staying for relatively status quo. To me, it's kind of a can kicker report, at least moving things on till the big January numbers when we get those final crop estimates. The other big thing I think the market will be focusing on will be what's going on with some of the South American numbers. We saw CONAB today lower some of those Brazilian soybean numbers. Still a monster crop, but at least maybe the trend is starting to come into play. I think the market will really be watching what's going on with the Argentina crop. So coming back to things here, export sales for corn and soybeans were within expectations today, so that was encouraging. And we're really watching what's going on in that wheat market. Up again today, another 7 cents higher. We're pushing through some key resistance levels here yesterday, holding them this morning. Continued chatter that China's in the market for U.S. wheat seems to be kind of the buzz. So with the short covering rally that we got, I think that's kind of helping the whole grain space. But again, focusing on tomorrow's report for some information.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
At midday, March corn is up 3.75 at 488 even. January soybeans up 16.5 at 1312 even. On the Merck, December live cattle down 7 cents at 163.37. January feeder cattle up $1.10 at 211.25. February lean hogs down $1.27 at 68.02. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.25. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.